Thank you, Richard. And thank you all for those beautiful reflections and remembrances on such an extraordinary person. I only had the chance to know Roger for a couple of years, and of course, Happy and their lovely family I got to meet at the anniversary party last fall. But it was such a gift to have Roger Gray in this parish community and to learn from him. As you heard, Roger was passionate about life and loved to share those passions with people. So I thought as I reflect with you a bit on what I learned about God and God's love for us as human beings and for the world through Roger Gray, I would share a little bit of what he taught me about dahlias. I brought my Roger Gray dahlias with me this morning. Because one of the most enchanting encounters that I had with Roger began late last spring when he started talking with me about his gardens. And I realized that one of the most important things that Roger did in his life was to select the things around him carefully. Whether this was his beautiful wife, Happy, his delightful friends, his church, the organizations that he gave his time to, perhaps only his children and grandchildren were blessings in his life that he did not choose, but were bestowed on him by pure grace. Roger talked to me extensively about the dahlia catalogs that I too could order and have delivered to my door. He told me about friends who had given him tutors. When I finally got a chance to go to their home and to walk through the gardens, I learned about different places where he had found holly bushes or different neighbors who had rhododendron that needed to be split and landed in their yard. So choosing the things that beautified his life and brought him great joy with exquisite care and tenderness is very much the way that God drew Roger into relationship with many of us. His incredible passion for sports or fishing or gardening, his family, was contagious. And he helped each of us learn how to choose, whether dahlia tubers or sports teams, as carefully as possible. Roger also had an uncanny sense of knowing exactly the right place to be and to put things. I loved being in his garden and learning about the different exposures from the sun or which areas got more wind, the quality of the soil. And of course, in his own life, whether in Brookline or I hadn't heard about Florida, that was an interesting little detour down to Hollins College, but whether in Brookline or Milton or Longmeadow or the Cape, Roger's ability to flourish, to find those unique, exquisite parts of each area where he lived and each area where he shared his passions, the best fishing holes, the best chocolate chip cookies. Roger deeply loved place. And our Lord Jesus Christ, when he became incarnate in a very specific place, in a very specific town, surrounded by very beloved people, shows us that God reveals himself most deeply and intimately in the beauty of place, when we are willing to be open to it and to see it as deeply as Roger did. Roger also taught me so much about patience. I don't know how many times he told me, be sure not to water the tubers until their sprouts come up for the first time. And I dared not mention the number of times my three-year-old turned the sprinkler on the dahlias. But thankfully, through Roger's careful tutelage, I learned so much about once you have gathered your plants and chosen the right place for them and gotten them in the ground at the proper time, there is a long period of just sinking deep roots. And through the beautiful stories we heard this morning, we see how Roger and Happy in their lives with their children and grandchildren, their friends, and their various communities sank deep roots that touch each and every one of your lives. And during the time that these dahlia tubers were growing and becoming the plants that would lead to these magnificent blossoms, Roger was teaching me about fertilizing, about how to cultivate the kinds of relationships that lead to great fruit and joy in our lives. I know more about how to stake dahlias than perhaps anybody else except for Happy, and the different kinds of stakes for the different kinds of plants. His knowledge was extraordinary. And as we all sink our roots deeply into our lives, to take the time to know that the hollow metal tubes from the hardware store are so much better for the dinner plate dahlias than the slender bamboo shoots for the other kinds of dahlias. These are the kinds of details that make for a life that is rich and strong. So that when Roger was faced with the many health challenges that he encountered in the last year, his roots in his passions, in his friends and family, and especially in his faith, which he cultivated through the men's group with Father Bob and many of you here this morning, his roots were deep and unshakable. Even as the end of his life drew near, Roger's cheerfulness was so beautiful to behold. Because ultimately, Roger delighted in the beauty of his life. My favorite arrangements, I always knew they came from Roger Gray. They would show up in the office, a huge bunch of dahlias and a tennis ball came. No need for a note who they were from. The joy and the delight in the beauty of a richly lived life that flowered so magnificently and abundantly and then was so generously shared with somebody he had known for only 2 years is a model that each of us can use in our own lives as we reflect on how the love of God that was shared so personally and intimately with each of us through the man of Roger Gray can continue to shower the world with sweetness, with beauty, and ultimately with a sense of lightness that I pray will help each of you lighten your grief, that will draw you into a new phase of your life, where Roger is not physically present with you, but where the abundant blossoms and gifts of this extraordinary man will continue to shower all of us with great joy. Amen.
Amen.